MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Protect Domestic Oil and Gas Small Business Act of 2026 was introduced on May 21st by Texas Congressman August Pfluger and is backed by Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming. The bill has been referred to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce and has not yet received a hearing. If approved, the measure would exempt marginal wells, those producing 15 barrels of oil or less per day, or 90,000 cubic feet of natural gas or less per day, from certain air quality requirements under the Clean Air Act. Pfluger said the legislation is intended to help smaller oil and gas producers remain competitive, arguing that many face compliance costs from regulations designed primarily for larger operators. Supporters say the bill would help preserve domestic energy production, while opponents are expected to raise concerns about potential impacts on air quality and emissions oversight. And the New Mexico Department of Health says the state is facing a changing public health challenge. While fewer adults are smoking traditional cigarettes, more are turning to e-cigarettes and vaping products. According to the NMDOH, the adult smoking rate in New Mexico has fallen to its lowest level in years, dropping from 15% in 2022 to 11.7% in 2024. At the same time, e-cigarette use increased from 7.3% to 8.2%. Health officials say the trend is concerning because it may represent a shift from one health risk to another rather than an overall reduction in nicotine use. While cigarette smoking continues to decline, the NMDOH warns that growing vaping rates present new public health challenges for the state. And the Epstein Truth Commission will finally hold its first public meeting on Monday, months after lawmakers created the panel in February to investigate what happened at Zorro Ranch. The commission plans to examine survivor accounts, law enforcement records, and testimony from people who worked at the ranch. Commission co-chair, Representative Andrea Reeb, said members are compiling lists of individuals they want to interview, including former Attorney General Hector Balderas. Reeb said the commission will also coordinate with the New Mexico Department of Justice, which is conducting a separate investigation into the activities at Zorro Ranch. The commission has launched a website where members of the public can submit tips and information either anonymously or with their names attached. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.